The Shortest Path to Happiness is the name of an app being developed by Daniele Quecia. He's from the Yahoo Labs in Barcelona, one of those behind the research. He told me all about it.
Basically, we try to build a route that goes from, in London, from Euston Road to the Tate Modern, which is the modern museum, the Museum of Modern Art in London. And so to the Tate Modern, you can go through a very busy road like Gower Street with lots of traffic, or you can take just a parallel road that is full of trees. And that is, for example, one of the pleasant paths over the shortest path.
Indeed, because, as you say, Gower Street, rather bleak and very busy, lots of buses. Euston Road itself, if that's your starting point, that's pretty horrible. There's just traffic and more traffic. And then you have to cross the river to get to the Tate Modern. And yet you found a way. How much longer did it take to go a much more uplifting way?
Well, basically, it's usually 20% of the time added to the shortest path on average. In this particular case, it was about 4 minutes of walk added from Euston Road to the Tate Modern.
But not 4 minutes of your life wasted.
Definitely not.
Of course, that's the experiment, but now you're going to make it into a networking experience. How will that work?
So what we are trying to do, at least our plans for the research labs, is to experiment with new ways of or new algorithms to make these recommendations more pleasant. And then what we would like to do is that to try this in the wild, in the actual, on the streets, in different cities, not only London and Boston, as we did, but also in Berlin, Torino, Rome, and also if we could go beyond the usual UK and US, we could do that in, for example, Brazil, it would be great.
But you can't be everywhere. Do you need help finding the more scenic routes, the more uplifting routes?
What we did is, at least in London, and that was the main research questions behind this project, was that what people consider to be beautiful or happy. And what we did, we ran a crowdsourcing study, which is available under urbangems.org, that I did with my colleagues at the University of Cambridge. What we did is... we asked people to tell us to have pairwise comparisons of urban scenes. That is, I show you two pictures of London, and then I will ask which one is more beautiful, which one makes you happier. And if many people play this crowdsourcing game, then you would actually reliably rank this picture by beauty. And then what we did is that we build algorithms and models to actually predict what people would find beautiful.
So what do you find beautiful when you're walking?
Right. So in London in particular, is also many results are culturally based. So what makes Londoners happy? Red brick houses and Victorian houses and public gardens. Those are the most important elements for Londoners and make them happy. Whereas the worst element for Londoners, of course, is cars. And then the second worst element was isolated buildings and council housing. We published all these results in another paper titled Aesthetic Capital.
That's urbangems.org if you want to have a look at that.